The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the voice of End Time Headlines. And we've got a special prophetic broadcast that I want to bring to you in light of some developments that's taken place, several events that has happened today that we want to cover. So as you guys are hopping on here, we're going to officially announce our welcome, rather, all of our podcasters and YouTube audience in just a moment. While we're doing that, we're letting everybody that is coming on here on Facebook, we want to let you go ahead and jump in on here, tag some folks on this, if you would, share this broadcast, get as many people as you can to get in here into this broadcast. This is going to be a good one, guys. You don't want to miss this. This is absolutely extraordinary events taking place. Anyone and everyone who knows and understands and comprehends Bible prophecy, all the bells and whistles are just sounding off today. So again, as you guys are hopping on here, I want to officially welcome all of our podcast audience, our YouTube audience, and our Facebook Live audience. Some of you are listening to this live. Many of you are listening to this, to the rebroadcast of this. Earlier today, and I'm going to go through a sequence of events today. We're going to lead you up from the beginning to the end. We're going to discuss some scripture here. We're going to discuss stuff in the Mideast. And of course, I know everybody is wanting to know about this massive mega quake that just struck over there by Jamaica. So we're going to talk about all that. But earlier today, Breaking Israel News reported that the Islamic State ISIS ordered its organization's fighters, as well as ISIL supporters, to invade Israel and attack Jewish communities. Again, this report was given as an effort to basically derail Trump's deal of the century that the U.S. and Israeli government were set to unveil today. Well, obviously, that didn't happen. That foiled. That plan didn't amount to anything. In fact, today the news broke at approximately a little bit. I think it was a little bit after noon today, 12 p.m. Eastern. President Donald Trump of the United States of America called alongside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, called for a two-state solution to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. According to Fox News and other affiliates, he unveiled the details of his administration's much-awaited Middle East peace plan, or what he deemed to be his deal of the century. Now, he went on to say that, quote, "My vision presents a win-win situation for both sides." And what he means by that is Israel and Palestine. "Today," quote, "Israel has taken a giant step towards peace." Now, I'm going to say that again. I'm just going to quote what he said. "Today, Israel has taken a giant step toward peace." Now, there's two verses of scripture, and I want to make a little bit of a clarification on this. One is in the Old Testament, one is in the New Testament. Everybody lost their minds when he got up and he talked about this, because many Bible prophecy people who study this, they understand this, they immediately go to Daniel 9:27. I'm going to go there. This is Daniel 9:27, and they immediately want to refer, or they want to hinge this off of Trump standing up today and announcing this peace plan that, oh my gosh, this is exactly what was prophesied in Daniel 9:27. And I want to tell you that it's not. But what it is a stepping stone. I'm going to show you a little bit more deeper on that. Now, let's go here. Daniel 9:27. The prophet Daniel, of course, many of you guys know this. He was given a prophetic vision. The Lord spoke to him and showed him a sequence of events that would transpire in the end days, or the time of the end, and when this event that we read about in Daniel 9:27 would come to fruition. And this is what he said. This is Daniel. Daniel wrote this in Daniel 9:27, and he shall confirm, and he's talking about the Antichrist. The Antichrist shall confirm the covenant, not a covenant, the. And I want to say that because this covenant here is what appears to be a peace treaty. So I don't want to take anything from that. I'm not saying that it won't be a future peace treaty. But what I want to say is, and what I want to emphasize here is there's going to be a series of, don't look for one peace treaty, guys. There's going to be, remember the Oslo Accords and many others, okay? There'll be a sequence or a series of peace treaties, but this Daniel 9:27 covenant or peace treaty that's in the future tense will be A, signed by the Antichrist, whoever this Antichrist is. Some believe here on this broadcast, either on YouTube, on Facebook, or on Facebook podcast or YouTube, they'll believe that Trump is the Antichrist. Oh, this is the proof that Trump is the Antichrist because he signed a covenant with Israel. He signed this peace treaty. Okay, I want to prove to you today that that's not the case. Number one, Donald Trump is not the Antichrist. I know many people think he is, but he's not. He doesn't fit all the biblical criteria for that. The Bible makes it clear that the Antichrist comes not out of the White House. The Antichrist will come out of the Mideast. The Bible gives you clues to his identity. He gives you certain titles that will give you clues to where he's coming from. The Bible calls him the King of Babylon. The Bible calls him the Assyrian. The Bible calls him the Prince that is to come. Well, I can tell you that there's not princes in America, but there is princes in places like Saudi Arabia and Jordan and different places in the Mideast. Okay? Assyria is an ancient biblical name for Syria. All right, so again, that's just one thing. Number two, it says he, whoever this Antichrist is that Daniel was alluding to here in Daniel 9:27, it said he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Not just Palestine and Israel, it will be with many. Many scholars believe that this Daniel 9:27 covenant will come after a great conflict or great war, which will involve many nations who are coming against Israel. Israel's involved in this. There's this huge conflict. Some even say it would be the future war of Gog and Magog, Ezekiel 37:38, that this conflict will come. There'll be a great war that will take place. God himself shows up, and then Antichrist shows up and signs a peace treaty. Some, now listen, I'm throwing different scenarios out. Others put a series of wars or conflicts that take place before the war of Gog and Magog, and then the peace treaty signed, and then the armies of the north, the Gog and Magog armies, come and they invade Israel. Thus, they break this covenant. So again, there's many speculations, and then many has the Antichrist invading the temple in Jerusalem, and he signs his peace treaty, and the first 3.5 years are peace and safety, and then the last 42 years our 42 months, rather, 3.5 years, are the sudden destruction. But I'm going to show you, this is very interesting. But nevertheless, it says, in the midst of the week. Now, he uses the term here in Hebrew, week, 1 week. Or when you break this down to Hebrew, it's actually 7 years. All right? Not 3 years, not 2 years, not 4 years. Now, let me go back. I want to go back to this. I want to put a little, we're going to drive a stake up there, and we're going to come back to Daniel 9:27. Let me go back to the Fox News article. Again, Trump revealed today on Twitter, he tweeted a map, and he said, quote, this is from his Twitter page, this is what a future state of Palestine can look like. Now, you can go to his Twitter page at Real Donald Trump, and you can look at that yourself. And he says, and he tells you this is what it's going to look like. All right. Now, I want to go down, and the White House officials describe this plan as realistic and said that Israel is prepared to act. So it seems like Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel is on board with this. According to White House officials, the plans call for a, quote, two-state solution, including the state of Israel and the future state of Palestine. According to the report, under the plan, the Palestinians would have to reach certain benchmarks in order to achieve a state. Those benchmarks include rooting out all terrorism, stopping what they call, quote, pay to slay, implementing steps towards free speech and other political reforms. The plan is a basis for negotiations with Israel. Trump officials went on to say that, quote, claiming many of the Palestinians' red lines are met, including their calls for a Palestinian state and a capital in parts of East Jerusalem. The vision calls for more than doubling the amount of territory the Palestinians control. Quote, this plan will double Palestinian territory and set the capital of the Palestine state in eastern Jerusalem, where the United States will happily open an embassy. Trump said, quote, our vision will end the cycle of Palestinian dependence on charity and foreign aid. Now, guys, again, this is developing. We're only about, what, 3.5 hours into this? So I don't. There's a lot of people out there. I read some Twitter posts, and I read some Facebook posts, and I read some blog posts. And there's a lot of people that don't fully yet comprehend or understand what this really means. What does he mean by a set capital in eastern Jerusalem? And by the way, the Palestinians have already come out and they have rejected this plan. But now, we could talk about many places in eastern Jerusalem. And in fact, if this is true, then we're talking about major historical sites that even, like, if you were to take a tour group to Israel and you go to eastern Jerusalem and you could tour certain things, if this is true and this falls into place, then that will no longer be Israeli territory anymore. It will be given over to the Palestinians. So this is very interesting to me. Very interesting. So again, in this, to my knowledge, I never heard anything. There was never any year benchmark given. It was never this is a 3-year peace plan or a 4-year peace plan or a 2-year or 7-year. I never heard that. Now, I stand to be corrected. If someone has that information, please share it with me here on our Facebook page live, a live feed, or on YouTube, or you can contact us at our End Time Headlines website, and you can, again, I stand to be corrected on that, but I never heard anything about years. But let me go back to Daniel 9:27. And he, the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant or a peace treaty with many. Somebody say many. We're not talking about two nations here. It's a collaboration of nations with many for 1 week or 7 years. So we've already discussed this. But in the midst of this 7 years, the Antichrist shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Now, this is what Matthew talks about. I believe it's the gospel writer of Luke talks about. Even Mark may mention this. And it talks about the abomination that will make Jerusalem desolate. This is where the Antichrist invades the temple in Jerusalem. He sets himself up as God. He declares himself as God. He utters many great blasphemies. And him and the false prophet, whomever that is, that will be revealed in the future, will create an image, and it's the Greek word ikonai, where we get icon. And they will place this image on the pinnacle of the temple in Jerusalem. And again, when will this happen? It appears that this will happen in the middle of the tribulation, based on Daniel 9:27. And as a result of this, the Jews there that have the understanding of what's going on, they will get out of Dodge, if you would. They will flee to a place called Petra. And let me read this. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. What's it? Jerusalem, the temple there in Israel. even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. In other words, there's not a thing that you and I are going to do to stop this thing. Guys, listen to me. Oh, I ain't even got to the heavy part yet. This is just the introduction or opening of this, because we're getting ready to get into the latter part of this in just a second. So hang on. The most extraordinary thing about this is what I'm about to show you. What's very interesting to me is, again, I told you at the beginning of this broadcast, when I saw, because this has been going on for a while. They've been talking about this deal of the century, this Mideast peace plan, and they've been discussing about releasing this, and they've been waiting for the timing of this, and now it's come. The fullness of time has come, and this peace treaty, or this plan, if you would, this Mideast peace plan has now been unveiled. And again, I want to go up here and read this again. Out of Trump's own mouth. Now, I just laid it out to you what the proposal is. Eastern Jerusalem, big portions of it will be given to as the capital of Palestine. We've laid all that out. And I want to give you Trump's quote again before we get into the second part of this. Quote, "My vision presents a win-win situation for both sides. Today, Israel has taken a giant..." I want everybody to say this. I'm going to say this and then I want you to repeat this with me. "Today, Israel has taken a giant step toward peace." Now, here we go. Everybody say this, and you say, "Well, this is ridiculous. I don't want to say this." Well, then don't say it. Just for you guys, I'm just trying to get you involved here, make it a little bit more interesting. A giant step towards peace. Now, when I read this, I thought of two portions, one in the Old Covenant, one in the New Covenant, one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament. The first one I just showed you, Daniel 9:27. The second one is 1 Thessalonians 5:2 through 4. And I want to read this. Paul is speaking to the church of Thessalonica. He's telling them there will be certain indicators. There will be certain warnings. There will be certain signs. There will be certain things to look for right before the coming of the Lord. Because again, I could talk about how in this letter that Paul wrote to the church of Thessalonica, he had to calm everybody down because they were all freaking out because they thought they had missed the coming of the Lord and they had been left behind. And you can read about this. You can read this in 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians. He had to write to them and he says, "My brethren, concerning the times and the seasons, you don't need that I have to repeat to you these things I told you beforehand." That all these, and he tells them these things, these sequence of events that would have to take place prior to the coming of the Lord. And here, listen to this. And one of the things he said, "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." And listen to verse 3, 1 Thessalonians 5:2 through 4. "For when they say..." Now, I want to highlight the word "they." When they say, it's not when he says. It says they, and that's plurality. Again, Daniel 9:27, "He shall confirm the covenant with many." Many is plurality. It's not one, it's many. All right, 1 Thessalonians, "when they say..." What do they say? He says, "For when they say peace and safety..." Uh-oh. Listen what he says. Listen what Paul says. Oh, golly, this is exciting to me, guys, in case you ain't noticed. I'm going to read this again. "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains..." Here we go again with this travail, labor pains, birth pains upon a pregnant woman. and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief of the night. Now, you can call this coincidence. You can call this chance. You can say whatever you want. But I think it's very ironic that within the same hour that the King of the United States, you call him president, but from a biblical stance, the Bible referred to leaders as kings and priests. The King of the United States of America stood up on national worldwide television and used the term giant step toward peace. And within the same hour of that being uttered from his lips, and we all know what that peace means and what entails of that and what's in the details of that, within the same hour of that, a monstrous magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck in between the areas of Jamaica, Cuba, and the Cayman Islands. Again, a magnitude 7. Originally, the USGS had it reported as 7.3, but they don't do this very often. Most of the time, they downgrade earthquakes, but this bad boy was upgraded to a, interesting enough, a 7, that's God's number, 0.7 earthquake. In fact, this earthquake has now been, it was so powerful that folks in Miami, Florida reported buildings shaking from this earthquake, and they were forced to evacuate many buildings. The USGS has put many locations, including Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, and Cuba under a tsunami warning. So as of right now, and again, it is, we're going to say 4 p.m. Eastern time at the time of this broadcast, we don't have the all clear yet on this tsunami. So I don't know what's going to come of this. So by the time you hear this, there may already be a tsunami that hits some of these locations. And we don't know how bad that's going to be. Remember in March of 2011, when the Japanese earthquake took place, and I remember getting up that morning and shortly after that, turned on the news, and here you see this giant wave that was being filmed from above. And you've seen this giant wave rushing towards the coast of Japan. My Lord, have mercy. I hope that is not the case that we see here. But does anybody, are you paying attention to what I'm saying here, guys? This is absolutely extraordinary events that are taking place. And again, not to mention, and I had more stuff that I wanted to add to this, but I'm going to save that to the end of this week because it's a whole different segment. It's dealing with pestilences and the coronavirus and stuff they're saying about that. But again, we are 4 weeks, 4 weeks exactly into the new year. And look at all the events that are happening 4 years into the new year. We're talking about a Mideast peace treaty plan laid out. We're talking about massive earthquakes. We're talking about potential plagues that are breaking out. We're talking about unprecedented, extraordinary weather patterns that are taking place. Weird and strange stuff happening in the cosmos, and the signs and great and fearful signs happening in the heavens. And I'm telling you guys, it is, listen, if there was ever a time to be awake, it is now. And I want to, listen, we don't want to end this broadcast without giving an opportunity. There may be one person on this podcast, one person on YouTube, one person on Facebook, and maybe you just stumbled on here and you've never made the decision. Maybe you've been running from God. Maybe you've been calling the wrong number. You've been searching for God, but you're calling all the wrong numbers. You're seeking after the real true God, but you've got the wrong number. Well, tonight, today, however, whenever you're watching this, I want to lead you to an opportunity. My friends, the Bible says in the book of Romans that if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, if you'll confess your sins tonight and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, friends, He's the only one that kicked the bottom out of the grave. He's alive and forevermore and seated at the right hand of the Father and making intercession for you and I today. The Bible says there is no other name given under heaven and to men in which we must be saved, but the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus. And I want to give you that opportunity right now. I don't care how backslid you are. I don't care if you've never accepted Christ. I don't care what kind of sin you're in, my friends. I want to give you the opportunity to repent where you're at. In your living room, in your office, pull the car over if you got to. Get your heart right with Jesus. And you say, what do I pray, Brother Ricky? You just open your mouth, cry out to Him, say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of all my transgressions and my iniquities. Come inside of me by the Holy Spirit. Live in me and through me and use me for your glory in these last days. And put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Friends, it's that simple. If you truly pray that and mean that, you are born again and you are saved in Jesus' name. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find information like this, our podcast. Everything is going to be on our main website or our main page. You guys on Facebook Live, you're going to see that information there below. If you click on that link, it's going to take you to our main landing page. And there you can subscribe to a daily digest. You can subscribe to push notifications for breaking news alerts. You can subscribe to our podcast there. We're on Spotify and we're on Apple. Very soon, we will have our official ETH app. Very soon. And we will announce that when that comes out so you can be informed right there on your mobile device, your tablet, or whatever the case may be. So that's coming. So you guys on podcast, you guys on YouTube, again, we thank you for joining the broadcast today. There's more information at the end of this for everybody's watching by podcast or listening by podcast, watching by YouTube or by Facebook. If you'd like to know more about how to support this ministry, if you'd like to give a one-time gift or a monthly partnership or support, you can do that by going to our main website, and you're going to see locations where you can do that as well. So we love you guys. God bless you again. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And we will be back on here tomorrow. Now, this won't be for podcasts or YouTube, but it's exclusively for our Facebook page for our followers on Facebook. Every Wednesday, we do our prayer segment. So we will be back on here tomorrow and we're going to pray and agree with many of you guys in what you're believing God for this week on tomorrow on Wednesday. And then we'll be back again on Thursday or Friday and we'll close out the week with another segment. So God bless you guys. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.